Hello, friends. John Horn speaking to you. I should like to say a few things about profit and loss. A man some years ago lost a bride because of five words. Richmond, Virginia sends out the strange news that a marriage license was returned to the Henrico County Clerk's office because the prospective bridegroom insisted on qualifying his answers to the officiating clergyman. In replying to the question, "Wilt thou take this woman as your true and lawful wife, and will you love and honor and protect her in sickness and health, in prosperity, in adversity, and through every change of condition, forsaking all other? Will you cleave only and ever unto her until God by death shall separate you?" The man said, "I will do the best I can." The minister repeated the question three times, but the man held to his promise, "I will do the best I can." Needless to tell you that the ceremony was not performed. Now, I should like to tell you today that many a man, many a person, boy or girl, will fail to enter the portals of glory, will fail, in other words, to obtain the salvation of God and thus sustain the eternal loss of their souls because they insist in adding to the precious Word of God. In other words, they insist upon obtaining salvation on the basis of human merit or works. And there are so many well-meaning people everywhere who entertain the thought that getting to heaven depends upon doing the best I can. And if you're depending upon doing your very best, you'll fail to enter heaven. You see, men and women do not get saved by what they do. The truth of the Word of God is that we are saved on the basis of the work that our Lord Jesus Christ so gloriously and so completely accomplished. For his last three words upon Calvary were, "It is finished." Now I'm wondering if some of my hearers today are like the young man that we've been reading about. Of course, it only meant in his case the loss of his bride, and it would have been a keen disappointment to him, but there could be no loss comparable to that of the loss of one's precious, priceless, and never-dying soul. If you were to turn to the Gospel by St. Matthew, chapter 16, and about verse 26, you would come across a statement that reads something like this: "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Yes, all who hear me this day possess a soul, and you possess what is described as a precious soul, a priceless soul, and a soul that must live on forever. And I would have to, in faithfulness to God, tell you that that soul of yours will either be saved or lost for all eternity. Now, of course, salvation is, as we so often point out, salvation is of the Lord. But no one ever gets saved until they bow to God's terms. And you do not seek to bring God down to your terms. For instance, says someone, "Just exactly how could I possibly have my soul saved?" Well, do you remember there was a man who now 1900 years ago asked that question of Paul and Silas, and they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." They did not say, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt feel saved," but "thou shalt be saved." And so I repeat that the way to obtain forgiveness of sins, the way to obtain salvation, and to be sure that your soul will never be lost, is to bow to the terms of God, and without in any sense attempting to qualify, to add to, or to change what God has said. Listen, will you, to this wonderful verse. After all, you see, the assurance of forgiveness of sins does not depend upon my promise to him, but his promise to me. "Verily, verily, I say unto you," said the Lord Jesus, "he that heareth my word, believeth him that sent me, hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Believe him today, and salvation is yours.